Space is once again capturing our imagination. The movie Hidden Figures, about three African-American women working for NASA, as well as the recent deaths of astronauts John Glenn and Jean Cernan, calls to mind the early years of the U.S. space program. 50 years ago today, America suffered a terrible loss. Three astronauts, Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee, died in a fire during a training mission inside the Apollo 1 capsule. Roger Chaffee grew up in Grand Rapids. Here's a look at his life and legacy. And a warning, this story contains some potentially disturbing audio. Roger Chaffee's life began and ended with a safety emergency. Just before Roger landed on Earth, his father Don came down with scarlet fever. It was the winter of 1935, and Don's wife Blanche was due with their second child. The hospital in Greenville, their hometown, would not admit the Chaffees for fear of contagion, neither would the bigger hospital in Grand Rapids. So the Chaffees moved in with Blanche's parents in Grand Rapids.
Roger was born on February 15th, 1935, and he was very healthy. Mom came through fine, and Don eventually came through fine as well.
That's Glenn Swanson, a Grand Rapids native, former NASA historian, and visiting physics professor at Grand Valley State University. He grew up a couple of miles from Don and Blanche's home and would sometimes visit them during his high school days. Roger B. Chaffee graduated from Grand Rapids Central High School in 1953. He studied aeronautical engineering and became a Navy pilot. One of his tours of duty was in Jacksonville, Florida, with a photographic reconnaissance squadron. Chaffee flew 82 missions over Cuba, including a few during the missile crisis in 1962. Glenn Swanson learned that for himself at the Chaffee House one day while staring at a lampshade.
That lampshade was made up of strips of film from those reconnaissance flights. So when the lamp was lit up, you'd see these negatives of this base of operations.
The lampshade might have become a rare artifact of the Cold War. Problem was, the tale wasn't true. Chaffee had flown over Cuba, but the pictures had come from a different Spanish-speaking nation, Spain. But Roger Chaffee was thinking about a different game he might play with the Soviets. He applied for NASA in 1962 and was accepted into the Astronaut Corps the following year. By 1966, NASA was ready for its most ambitious dream. Roger Chaffee was tapped to help lead Project Apollo.
Are you ready for me?
On January 27, 1967, Chaffee was strapped down inside the new Apollo 1 command capsule. He was sitting alongside space veterans Gus Grissom and Ed White. It was a dress rehearsal for their launch into Earth orbit less than a month later. But something went terribly wrong. The electrical short sparked near Grissom's seat. The hatch was jammed shut. The fire fed on pure oxygen. There was nowhere to go. Roger Chaffee never made it into space. Chaffee's untimely death at age 31 put America's moonshot into sharper view. The Apollo program was riddled with flaws, and Glenn Swanson says the tragedy forced NASA to work harder to find the right stuff.
The attention to address them was all brought forth because of the tragedy. So really, Apollo 1, the accident, allowed us to move forward with Apollo 7, 8, and of course eventually landing us on the moon with Apollo 11.
Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm doth hide the restless wave.
There's a lot of unknowns, of course, and a lot of problems that could develop or might develop, and they'll have to be solved. And that's what we're there for. This is our business, to find out if this thing will work for us. You know, I don't like to use the word scary. I definitely think you're apprehensive and you're considering what's involved there. You're thinking about it. But you know how to handle it and take care of it and do the job.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.